The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 8th of June, 2018. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, expanded walk-in humidor, even better if that can be. The customer service is outstanding, and it's open 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew. And we've got this, wow, this cute little dog in here, but first we've got to get the weather.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to KCNR 1460. Hey, Jared, can you turn me up just a little bit there? There we go. Currently 57 degrees in the downtown studios. How are you on this Friday? Oh, my gosh, we have so much to share with you. Our temperatures today will be around 90 degrees. It'll be sunny, partly cloudy tonight with our lows of around 59. Tomorrow calls for mostly sunny skies with our highs of just 78 and our lows of 51. Sunny skies for Sunday with a high of 83 and lows of 59. And Monday calls for hot with a high of 97 with their lows of 55. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Jared's got his summer look going here.
The summer,
the short hair, the trimmed beard. Look at you. You know, he walked in the other day and I didn't recognize him from the side. He just came in with the T-shirt on. He just, you know, said hello and I went, whoa, Jared.
Nicely groomed.
Yeah, nicely groomed. Hey, we're here with Captain Smith of Haven Humane.
And is that Pocahontas?
This is not Pocahontas. This is Tiva.
Good morning.
And Tiva is a little terrier cross. And she's about 4 years old. She's a little stoic right now because she's not sure what we're doing. But she's actually very sweet and
she looks
wonderful.
Very sweet. On our desk here, on our table with the microphones. She looks like she's just, you know what? I could be sleeping right now.
She's kicked back.
She looks like in the movie, of course, Wizard of Oz, this dog looks like Toto.
Toto, that's what a couple people have said. Yeah. And she is a part of our camp program, because I don't know if you're remembering or not, but camp starts tomorrow.
Okay.
We have our orientation tomorrow, and then all the next 2 weeks, Tiva will be part of the program. A little kid will be walking her and teaching her sit and down and a trick and all kinds of stuff. And then she will graduate after the 2 weeks. And she is available for adoption. They just have to let her stay there to be worked with the kid.
Oh, you have to go
for the 2 weeks. And you're welcome to visit her there and see how she does.
What age would you say this Tiva is?
She's about 4 years old, okay. We're guessing, and she's kind of the scruffy look, you know, the new wave, you know,
yeah,
hair everywhere.
Yeah, haven't shaved for a few days, and all that.
Okay. Probably got a little tattoo underneath all that fur.
This little dog needs to be adopted, and she will be, but let's talk about something else.
All right,
let's talk about, and I'm not going to get into the rant until later, but they found those dogs.
Yes.
The 14 dogs, 14 or 15, I've heard two things, 14 dogs. Mm-hmm. Haven, you all went down and got them?
Yes, we did.
Once they found them, you went after them.
They opened the doors. The police officers opened the door.
To the van.
To the van. And there they all were in their little cages and carriers and things. Very hot. You know, it was still hot in there, even though it was like 10:30 in the morning. But they were fine. They had no water, of course, or anything. Mm-hmm. And they were really anxious to get out. We got them all out within minutes. Loaded them all up in our air-conditioned vans, and then took them down to Haven just to make sure they were all right.
Sure.
And then,
the
of course, owners were frantically, were there, so they came down to the shelter. We verified that the owners of the dogs were okay with Tony, the handler, taking the dogs if they weren't there. We've had people fly in from Seattle and all that to get them. And all of them were reunited with their owners. All of them were in excellent health. We just had one that was a little heat issue, but nothing bad, nothing serious. It was one of the most elating things for me to be able to see those guys just all okay.
Well, look, I'm going to talk to everybody about this later on. That, you know, this This thing where they took these dogs is one thing, but where they found them.
Yes.
Is something else. And this is a, and we're going to talk about this, of course, after the Haven,
sure.
After the Haven Humane part here. Now, you also, anyway, we all are really happy that one, it was found, and there's some dirtbag out there that took them. He's got a $30,000 reward today.
I'd like to ask a few more questions, if you don't mind, about the incident. So, from the time that the person stole the car to, could they figure out the time that the dogs were in the back of the van, probably turned off?
Yes. Well, the vehicle was completely closed. There was no air conditioning, no vent, or no
yes.
windows cracked open or anything. In fact, the RPD officer had to break the window in order to get access to the van where it was found. And where it was found, I've been there many times mm-hmm. for roaming dogs and different issues. Yeah. And it is a trashy area that has mm-hmm. a lot of homeless people that live back in there. So it's a well-known area for that. So it didn't really surprise me so much that it ended
right.
up there, but the time frame of how long they were there, I can't really say. They could have come in the morning,
uh-huh.
but the fact of the matter was, is from the time that they took the unit, the van, to the time it got found, you know, those dogs were in those crates,
right,
in those yeah. crates the whole time. So over 24 hours
okay.
in those crates.
That's what I was wondering, over 24 hours in those crates. So, of course, you could see a little bit of a darling interview with one of the assistants to the handler that said, I just want them to realize, you know, meaning the animals, their personal relationships, that I didn't abandon them. I would never do anything like
right,
that. You know, you have to engage
right.
their trust again. They may be a little skittish, but I think it's wonderful. It's a great outcome. It could have been so horrible. And thank you to Haven Humane and for
Police,
our secret witness.
California
or
Highway
Patrol.
And for the reward money. I mean, because, you know, we do have other friends that were, you know, had a theft thing, and because of the reward,
mm-hmm.
a friend of
yep.
the perpetrators turned them in.
Mm-hmm.
So
well, and one other thing I want to say is, like I said, 24 hours in that van, none of those dogs went to the bathroom in those crates. They are trained show dogs.
Wow.
They're trained to go out on a leash or whatever. The minute we took them out of there, they started to go to the bathroom, and so for 5 minutes, one of them
wow.
was going to the bathroom. So they're trying to follow the rules that they've learned through their life,
wow.
you know. And then this person had no, you know, no regard for that, obviously. So,
well,
and the owners flew in and came to
yes.
see with their babies. I
yes.
mean,
yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Well,
let's not
forget about our little Tiva
yes,
here.
Yeah.
Tiva.
She is just, I mean, she is being
yeah.
so cool.
She's going to be a cool dog for something.
She's
perfect
4
size.
Years old. She can run around your home, or she can lay there next to you. She's just, there's just nothing but like love in her eyes there.
14 pounds maybe, something
yes,
young.
maybe great. You know, I know they're not supposed to be on the couch, but she's a great couch dog. She
oh,
loves
yeah.
she would be
to be
good,
on your lap.
She would be a good Benton dog park.
Yeah, she's a good
oh,
Benton
yeah.
member.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she'd fit right in there.
Yes.
Except she's not white. All the other dogs are white.
Well, that's not true.
Okay,
Don't make it sound racist.
Okay, I didn't mean it like that.
We have multicultural.
I didn't. It's a multicultural
place.
I'm
dog
just saying,
park.
As you go out there, and there's like 37 dogs, of which
yes.
90% of them
and
are white.
All breeds are
but
welcome.
But then they're real French
all
bulldogs.
All breeds and colors.
Well, you know what? I am
even
sorry that it sounded like that.
Right.
We have little
take
dogs.
Take it back.
No, cancel. We have dogs of all breeds. That's not what I meant. But if you look at them, a lot of them are white.
A lot of them are white.
Okay. They're right. white colored. But you know what? There's a couple of them, I'm
yeah.
sure, that are mixed. All right?
Yeah,
but
they're
but nobody cares out there.
No.
So Tiva would fit right in.
Yes.
What a darling dog.
She's a good girl, and she's looking for her forever home and training. Free
yeah,
training.
Free training. I never even thought of that. That was funny.
It was.
That was cute.
It was, yeah.
Okay.
Because, yeah.
Anyway. Okay. Now, you can come down and you can get Tiva. And adopt her and take
and then,
her home after the 2 weeks.
After
that,
her
so she's
training.
Going to be
and
trained
better. And how
wonderful.
She's going to be leash trained and sit and potty and all that other stuff. Like,
yeah.
you know, through a kid. That what a great program. The kids are going to spend their summer months, two weeks, great on their resume.
Absolutely.
That they've done something like this. And a camp. It's called Camp
Love a Pet.
Camp Love a Pet.
And the, also, you've got your Putt for Paws here. Or, yeah, Putt for Paws
coming up
in July.
In July.
And you can sign up there online. At Haven Humane and get your teams together, or you can sponsor holes, or you can get all types of things going. And we're going to be doing a remote out there and then play afterwards.
You are going to play. That,
we're going to play.
You know, that got to count.
It got to count because yeah. I can't let Mark's story bring in all these ringers. I have ringers. I've been finding them throughout. I've got a guy. I'm going to make him wear dark glasses, but his last name is Woods. He's going to be playing with us.
Well, thank you for joining us, Captain Smith.
You're
always
welcome.
A wonderful thing. And congratulations to Haven Humane and to everybody again. It's really headline news, and we're so happy to have a good outcome.
You know, this could have been a national story.
It should be a national story as far as people coming together, and then I think this is also going to be an increment.
It came with a happy ending on it. But the thing what they had everybody out. I mean, there was a highway patrol helicopter out there when they got the report and zipped out there to see if he could find it, and he did.
Yes.
So, and you know, the other thing too is I said it was the perp that probably called in. You know what? I don't know that, but whoever called it in, you know, these rewards do work, and they found everything ended up okay.
Yes.
The fact that it was stolen, I would hope these people learn from now on. Don't leave. You know, if you're going to leave your car running, have another key.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
I guess you kind of think that sometimes things are safe.
Yeah.
You should. Well, you know what? They should be safe. Okay. Thank you, Captain
Smith. You are welcome.
And give Haven Humane a call about TIVA, and we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about this place that the dogs were found. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Redding, 530-241-1167. Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Renting Kia and America's Best Value Summer Event. Now extended through June with some of the best deals on wheels.
Like the 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro Hybrid. The Niro has set a new standard in hybrid technology, and it is beyond comfortable.
Renting Kia has a great selection this month, and you're invited to take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving money right now.
The 2018 Kia Soul remains one of the North State's favorite crossovers, and over 1 million have hit the road in the USA since being introduced in 2010. Get yours today in your favorite designer color, including the new Caribbean Blue.
And don't miss your chance to save on the new 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento and the completely redesigned 2019 Kia Rio.
Every new Kia from Renting Kia comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations.
The best deals this month are at America's Best Value Summer Event at Renting Kia. Renting Kia Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, RentingKia.com.
Ends June 30th, 2018.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 61 degrees in the downtown studios, and we just had Captain Smith on. It was so great to hear that there's a great solution with a great outcome with happening with those dogs. I mean, we were all worried, oh, God, if those dogs, you know, if you're an animal lover and you have pets, they are like your children. So she said that all the owners, they were reunited. So I know that it was like the kids were kidnapped. They were kidnapped.
Well, they were. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for over 25 years, a better-known business that has received the accolades of so many, including being voted best in the North State. And there's a reason for that. They are. They can work on any make or model of heating or cooling system. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. I want to remind everybody that on June 17th, on Father's Day, up at Benton Air Park, Reading's EAA Chapter 157 presents the 33rd Annual Aviation Celebration. Going up there with Dad, get breakfast up there for a pancake breakfast with ham and eggs for $8. Kids 12 and under 5. 5 to 12 is $5. Under 5 are free. Modern aircraft, vintage aircraft, experimental aircraft, reach out helicopter. You can get helicopter rides for $50 a person and set up other fixed wing rides. For more information, call 276-8157. Okay.
Now, okay, another thing. I have to just bring this up.
I was going to talk about that in a minute. Let me, about Anthony.
Well, there's been two.
But let's talk about that in a second.
All right.
Okay, well, let's just do it right now. Do it now. You already brought it up. No. Anthony Bourdain.
Anthony, chef turned TV host Anthony Bourdain dies at 61.
Is it 61 or 81?
No, 61, and it's another suicide, an apparent suicide.
Yeah, they found him in his Paris hotel. A friend of his found him in the Paris hotel. I thought he said 81, but it's 61.
Oh no, he's a hottie.
Okay,
now, you can't 61. Be hot at 81. So 61, and where he had been working on parts unknown, the outlet said that the cause of death was an apparent suicide. You know, but Kate Spade, the great designer, hangs herself in her home.
With a scarf.
And left behind a note for her 13-year-old. So
that's she left a note?
Yes. Second, this is not about you. Don't take this but still. And then, you know, I was talking about how sometimes...
Wait a minute. The thing you just said, that was in the note, don't take it personally.
Yes.
This isn't about you.
Yes.
Well, you know what? 13-year-old may have a little problem understanding
yes.
it.
Yes.
So now, Kate Spade, she's this huge designer. In fact, I actually knew her name. Because
she's just famous for bags and, you know, branched out and had shoes, and many of us know
and her brother-in-law is David Spade, the comedian. Yes.
Really?
Yeah. The guy
I didn't know that.
The guy that was on, he played Joe Dirt, but he's been in so many different shows. But that's her up. That's her brother-in-law.
Yeah. So, but you know what? But I wanted to bring this up because of the fact that we have two high-profile celebrities that have worked really hard in creating a brand and a name and you know, gone, they're world famous. Well, and within a week of each other, commit suicide.
Well, there's, you know, it's even a deeper than that. The CDC, the Center for Disease Control in the United States, has, since 1999, the rate of suicide has risen 30% in the United States in every state except Nevada. In Nevada, it's dropped 6%, so figure that one. But this is the thing is, it's the 10th leading cause of death in the United States now.
45,000 lives a year.
45,000 died from suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And you know where they're starting from their ages? 10 and up.
Mm.
A 10-year-old. How can a 10-year-old commit suicide? I mean, I know how they can, but why? I mean, why would a... And a lot of this is mental. A lot of this is mental health and this and this. But then you get people like this, you know, Bourdain. Are you going to find out that it was an accident like the guy from Carradine in Thailand? They think it was an accident, you know, that he choked himself. It was some kind of sexual thing.
Right.
Are they going to find out that, no, he just, you know, it was just too much. Everything was just too much. And like Spade did, who wrote a letter to her daughter. But suicide. And this is, you know, in suicide in Shasta County, we have a higher rate in Shasta County than the other parts of California. And then they're going to get into the fact that, you know, with people that use guns that kill themselves are more likely to die in that attempt than other people. Well, yeah, probably. And that the women veterans suicide rate has jumped astronomically.
According
so the whole thing about it is that suicide is a problem in our country in the sense that it's rising like this.
Well, I think this is an interesting little paragraph in this article. Abraham Lincoln spoke of his depression, and some now believe the British Prime Minister Winston Churchill suffered from bipolar disorder. A psychologist, Kay Redfield, a professor at Johns Hopkins, who has bipolar disorder, has written of the link between bipolar disorder and creativity in her book, Touched with Fire. So,
oh, that's a great name for a book.
Well?
About people that are so creative are also bipolar, touched by fire.
Well, a lot of people who are super creative have, they're off.
Well, and then you look at
so
it,
off
people,
what's
like,
off.
People like Kurt Cobain killed himself. But he you know, was, some people would call him brilliant. The people that, but you know, I can't tell if it's that or if they just got into drugs and the drugs just overcame them. You know, like the guy from the Doors, Jim Morrison or Janis Joplin or, any of those that were coming up through the, you know, that were stars and then died at such an early age. Elvis Presley was 42 years old and, was heavy into drugs, off and on. Died.
Right.
Died of a heart attack. But, you know, lead, you know, there are people who are saying fueled by drugs.
Well, let's talk about insomnia and the sleeping and a sleeping disorder that bipolar can, all of this is linked together. And that, you know, Mariah Carey recently has come out and said that she's been diagnosed. And she has been an incredible insomniac. And if you don't get enough sleep, what it does to your body and your tissues and your brain. So they're talking about some of these celebrities, like Anthony Bourdain, just had sleep issues as well. So I think that, you know, you worry about the fact people have to go get checked in. If they've gone without sleep for a period of time, they start to get a little, like...
Well, Roseanne Barr said she was on Ambien when she tweeted about the former...
Her Ambien tweet.
The Ambien tweet. And Ambien comes back and says, you know, we have side effects, but we don't think racism is one of them. I mean, I thought that was cute. Everybody got excited about that one. But the bottom line is this. You're right. If people not getting a good night's sleep can lead to other things. Then we get into psychotropic drugs that, you know, are tied. You know, I mean, they are directly linked to people that are doing mass shootings. You know, so this whole thing is, you know, that, and with the rise, you know, when I say it rises 30%, it's still only 49,000, but 49,000. Is a significant number, but it's not like, you know it's like it said, it's the 10th leading cause, but it's still something that, you know, how can you treat something like this? Do you have to catch it early? Do we go back to more drugs again? Yeah, this whole thing is, it's difficult for me to draw parallels between the childhood and the early adulthood I had to things that are going on now. I can't.
Really?
What were the changes that when we grew up? And I put something on the Facebook the other day as a joke. But you know that thing, you know, that merry-go-round thing that you would push as fast as you could,
right.
And
right.
you'd jump on it, mm-hmm. and, you know, it would eject kids, it would break your arms, you'd get sick, you'd throw up and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You were a warrior if you used that. But, see, that's what we did. That's what we had out there. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen one of those in a long time. But then you'd see things like, you know, can you leap from, you know, you'd be on the swing set the legs of the swing set would go up because everybody's
right.
swinging real
right.
hard and then come back down.
Right.
And you'd spend your days out during the summer on your bike with your friends and all these things. And then
and you get bruised, broken, and
oh my
crashed
gosh,
and burned.
I broke both my wrists, you know, not at the same time, but at different times because you're just being a kid.
Play hard.
Stitches, you know, scars, bruises, black eyes, all these things. And now you're afraid to let your kids go places. You know, that you actually have to have a law written that says you can have free-roaming kids, that the kids don't need an adult to walk down the block with them. I mean, this is it's ridiculous. How have we gotten to this? And then when you get into that, the amount of drugs that's being forced down people's throats by the pharmaceutical companies in cahoots, and I have to say it's not with all, of course, but with some doctors, that it's easier just to pump a pill down your throat or your kid's throat than really kind of getting in there and finding out what's going on.
I'm not sure about that now because the government's coming in and really regulating.
It is now.
Yes.
But 10 years ago when
That's
this
right.
thing started, no, the government was all, you know, no, this is going to be fine. And you know what? And a lot of the doctors were complicit in it because they believed what the pharmaceutical company
right.
said.
This is not going to work for you.
This is not going to be addictive. This is the, you know, the wonder drug type stuff. I mean, it's not like ibuprofen. These things have a severe impact on you. So, yes, I do blame the American Medical Association and the California Medical Association for part of this, but the pharmaceuticals. But here's the other thing, the families, where parents would rather have their kids take pills, which makes them into zombie-like little creatures, than trying to find to the root cause of this. And it's not always things you can do. I know is that in classes when I was growing up, there was no attention deficit where kids were being unruly and really in class and wouldn't talk. Because I tell you what, boom, out the door they went. They went and saw the principal. That was it. The rest of us, you know what, when the teacher said be quiet, you were quiet. Why? Because if you got sent to the principal's office and the principal called your parents, oh, my God,
right.
your life changed. You talk about being touched by fire. Whoa. You know what the sound of a belt going through six belt loops is? And at the end of it, it's like, ah!
It's true.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Times you told me you're so full of doubt, you just can't let it be. But I know if you keep on coming back for more, and I keep on trying, I'll keep on trying.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Save the date for Friday, June 15th, as Wind River Resort and Casino and Bella Vista Farms host Redding's 6th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Bacon and Brew fans unite and taste an array of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts provided by restaurants from around the area. What would bacon be without a cold one? Sample a variety of specialty microbrews from area breweries. You are the judges at this savory event as vendors compete for $500 cash. Bring your appetite and be ready to quench your thirst at Redding's 6th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Plus, the Stone Hearts Band will be performing live, so you can boot, scoot, and boogie while satisfying your hunger and tossing back a cold one. Tickets $20 per person, tastings included with purchase. Save the date for Friday, June 15th, for the 6th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest from 6 to 9 p.m. 50% of the proceeds will go to Bella Vista Farms, a local nonprofit. For details, contact group sales at 530-339-7412. Download the Wind River app. Bacon and Brew is better at the river.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Looking for a new laminate for your home or office that's waterproof? Yes, you heard me, waterproof. This takes the worry of your floor being destroyed by water out of the picture. Just ask our professional staff at Design Time about this new exciting product. Visit our showrooms on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. 24 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 8th of June, 2018. 63 degrees, going up to 90 today. Wow, weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Yep, that's right. And might as well get things set up for next year because it's going to be chilly. It's going to be beautiful, absolutely beautiful this weekend. You know, 83 on Sunday, 82 Saturday. Monday, not so cool.
We're going to be out on the range.
99 degrees on Monday. Yeah, Sunday we'll be out in range shooting. Ladies only class for Northern Fires. Now, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, another veteran-owned business. He knows the ins and outs and everything there is about repair of a windshield. That's right. Whether it's a chip smaller than you can hardly see, but you can see it, you know, it kind of glints in your glass, to cracks over 2.5 feet in length. Jeff Wurst has made this his life, his professional life. He's done really well at it. There isn't a person in this town that knows more about fixing window glass than Jeff Wurst. Give him a call at 241-8373 or check it out at 3208 South Market Street. Now, I want to get into this area out there where they found this, found the van. Okay, the van was taken, as we know, with the 14 dogs from the In-N-Out Burger. The people reasonably probably thinking that there's everybody standing out
tons
there.
Tons of people standing
tons
around.
Tons of people standing around.
Run in, get your burger. You know how fast
it goes. I want to keep the dogs cool because, you know what, these are very valuable dogs. We're on our way down to this dog show. They run in there. Now there is some, you know, I'm not going to blame the driver, you know, leaving one of his people there. You know why? And I'll tell you why. You should be able to leave your car in a spot without having to worry about some thug stealing your car or your van. Okay. You know, and here's another change since, you know, as you're growing up. Being able to leave your doors unlocked, being able to leave your car unlocked without thugs coming through at night, checking your doors in there, and then piling everything up neatly in one seat as they steal everything you have. So the van gets stolen. Reward goes out, $8,000, then $30,000, and then somebody calls it. So then they send the people out. They find the van. The dogs are okay. Everybody's happy. But you can't be happy. You should be mad, Redding. Why? Because it's in a well-known area, as Captain Smith said. As I got a phone call yesterday from a resident out there, said no surprise at all that it was out there, because that area and its private land is infested with camp after camp after camp out there of this kind of like the underbelly of societies out there. They have their own society. And across the road, you know, this was on Canyon Road, so let me make this a little bit clearer. There's a drug house. Everybody knows it's a drug house. Sintaf knows it's a drug house. A van comes in every week. Then everybody boils out of the private land over there to come over and get their drugs. Guess what? Why isn't it being raided? I mean, why isn't it being raided? It is the source of problems. It's like South City Park. When are people going to do something about it? What's it going to take? Should we send Bassetti down there to that area, let him get beat up down there, and then we do something? What? Is that what it's going to take? How about a death? How about if all those dogs had died in that area?
Oh, boy.
How about if all 14 of those dogs had died?
And then it came on national news and said that, you know, Reading with this continued homeless population.
And then it would have been, you know, this is, I mean, why can't it be Reading is like in the top places in the United States to retire to live, to have fun at? You know what? Because it is. It could be. Instead, we have 14 dogs stolen that's going down to the Wolfminster dog show. And then they get taken and they're found out in a well-known area, again, a well-known area across the street from a drug house.
24 hours.
What
they were
does
in that
it take?
In
what,
that van.
Again, but what does it take? What if it had been the kids in the back of that van? I mean, you know what? Because they, you know, they said it was kind of closed off, so you couldn't see if it was dogs back there. But what if it had been a child back there? Would they have been found sooner? Would the guy have gone, uh-oh, this is a kid, I can't do this. But instead, when he walks back, he said, gee, what did I get? 14 dogs. What am I going to do with 14 dogs? Meanwhile, it's hit the papers and all this. So, and I, there's no doubt in my mind that somebody that knew about this thing is the one that called it in.
Well,
it's almost like taking a person for ransom and then the gang collecting the money, you know?
Well, we hear from an inside source, again, and to repeat what you said, the van drives up there regularly, and the encampment of the people in that area get their drugs.
Yeah, a van drives in
so
from another area.
From another area.
Drops the drugs off, however they do it, and then they come up. All right. The only thing I'm saying is, and I'll probably Facebook this thing too. You know what? But it's private land. You know what? I know whose land it is. I'm not going to say who it is, but I know whose land it is. Maybe somebody needs, like the county or somebody says, you know, you need to clean this place up. And if this person says, well, I can't, you know what, look at it. I've got 6 or 7 camps down there. These people, are you kidding? I'm not going down there. Well, at that point, you can ask the sheriff or you can ask the chief of police. If I don't know if it's on county land or city land. The drug house happens to be on city land, city property. But the other one may not be. If that's the case, you know, you know what, you can ask for help to clean this out. And the only question is after you clean it out, how long does it take as they make the circle to come back in the other end? Okay.
And we're going to take an early break here, and when we come back, we have some interesting statistics to tell you about what do you do when you're on your cell phone.
This portion of the show brought to you by Everyday Fitness and Training, Reading's Elite Fitness Center, located at 2345 Athens Avenue, over 21,000 square feet of cardio strength equipment, aerobics, and member amenities. Sign up for a free week pass at www.edfitness.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, Hi, I'm Stephanie Bridget, District Attorney for Shasta County. Reaching the golden years should be a time to enjoy life with family and friends and not a time to fear or worry. Financial exploitation by a family member, caregiver, or scammer is a common way that our older family members are taken advantage of. Unpaid bills, new credit cards, or unusual purchases by a caregiver might be signs of financial abuse. If you believe you or a loved one might be a victim, please call 225-5798. Once again, the number is 225-5798. Call anytime, day or night.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When you're laying so close to me, there's no place I'd rather.
Welcome to this Friday moment here at KCNR 1460. Yeah, that's right. According to an article in the Philadelphia Times, checking the phone may take priority even during some intimate moments, according to a recent study. A SureCal study finds that 10% of people check their phone during sex. In addition, the study finds that people 18 to 34 years of age are almost twice as likely to check their phone during sex than those 35 to 51 years of age.
And those over 55 years of age.
Just hoping to stay in the
their,
game.
Their question is, what?
Okay.
Are you kidding? They only okay, get so three phone calls a year can you
so
get?
So the survey data was gathered from 1,000 participants. Out of 10% that admitted to checking their phones while getting romantic, underlined twice, in this article, 43% said they checked their phones during those moments 2 to 10 times in the past year.
Jared.
The study also finds 69% of participants admitting to checking their phones as they use the toilet urinal. And 59% of those who did that, who did that said that they do it on a daily basis. Nearly 75% of participants admitted to sleeping with their phone on or having the device near their bed. In addition, they were more likely to say they are sad. Interesting.
They are sad what? I mean, that's the end of it? Is that most of these participants are just, they're sad?
I don't know.
Do you, I keep the cell phone next to the bed. On
a buzzer.
On a buzzer, because in case there's an emergency, and we got a phone call yesterday like that.
Yes.
Jared, do you keep yours?
I do, but that's my alarm clock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you, if you go to the bathroom, do you check your phone then?
If I'm sitting down, maybe, but if I'm standing in a urinal,
probably not. But here's the...
I have to ask him the big question. During intimate moments, would you even look at that phone?
It wouldn't even occur to me.
Wouldn't even occur to me either.
Okay, so if I... Because this is that younger generation... And so I've actually looked at when people are you're in a conversation, and somebody gets up and goes to the bathroom, you wonder if they take their phone. So, like, you know, they're checking messages to see, you know, in their bathroom, and then they come back.
It's easier for girls.
But my point is that that's the generation we're talking about. How can you be engaged? You're not totally engaged.
You're not totally engaged if your mind's thinking about that.
And if I was in the... I'm just saying now, I mean, I don't know if there's like maybe the younger girls or younger guys would say, oh, that's just the way it is, because that's what I'm worried about, because you can't get it. I mean, you're in the middle of the act.
I mean,
and someone's checking their message. Hey, dude, man, let's go play basketball.
Explains why the birth rate's dropping. Probably. Oh, come on. How would you feel if you're in an intimate act, the ultimate intimate act with your partner, and the phone buzzes and they reach for the phone?
It would be the end.
Tell me that that's not kind of like a passion killer, unless they both ring at the same time and then you're both on the phone.
Well, now,
but even then, that would be weird.
If you were...
It's just weird thinking. It's weird talking about
it. If you're on call... Well, no, I think it's very interesting. It's very topical about people walking down the street with their heads...
That's different. We're talking about horizontal position with somebody that you're having this intimate relationship with, and you reach over to pick up the phone.
Okay, so I equate that to keep your phone off the table during dinner. What's intimate?
Well,
intimate sex is intimate.
Right.
But having a conversation with somebody
and
to give them your attention, your focus and your attention, instead of having a damn phone while you're eating... And trying to have a conversation, unless it's an emergency. Okay, my daughter's in the hospital. Somebody's in the hospital. We have something that just happened yesterday on the golf course. You're never supposed to have the phone on the golf course, but...
Everybody has a phone on
the
golf course.
But it's changed. That has changed, because that would have not been okay years ago. In the last 10 years, it's been okay as long as you're not loud and you go somewhere and you're whispering in your phone. But, yeah.
And speaking of that, I've changed the subject here totally, but you're talking about the phone. I got a phone call. My son is a U.S. Marshal in New Mexico. He heads up one of their specialized units. And the U.S. Marshal Service, you know, it's, if you're not sure what, you know, I mean, you see them all the time, but you're not sure what they do. They provide security for people, but their main job is they go out after the ones that are on the list of the most dangerous, you know, the worst of the worst. They go after them. And I got a phone call yesterday, and anytime you get a phone call and then my daughter says, you know, he's okay. When it starts out like that, it kind of like, that's it. He was involved in they were taking down a group of people, and there was a tremendous firefight. He ends up... in defense of himself and his partner, killing somebody. And this whole thing has just changed dramatically their life. Not because what he did wasn't the last resort and what he had to do. Not that. It's just changed their life after one of these shootings. And what it did also was drive home to the fact of that law enforcement, when they go out there, they're never sure they're coming home.
And their families.
The one that he took down had fired several times at my son. I mean, all around him, and before he ended this situation. But it wasn't just this. It was like a large thing that was happening at that point. but he came home that night. And so many times in our in the United States, in our hometowns, they don't come home. So, you know, I guess it's something that when you have the chief of police on to talk, and we're talking about how he's got 10% of his force, anyone timed or injured, you know, because of the fights they get into and this. And we just had another person killed, a police-involved shooting. The guy was shooting at them. It's these things that you don't really perhaps appreciate enough that they go out and they put their lives on the line every day. And these are, you know, bad guys they go after. And then you see things where, oh, they're in trouble here. And this new bill that the chief was talking about, that where people can second guess an officer in that moment situation when things are happening. In this case with my son, it was, you know, shots being fired. So it seems pretty clear what happened there. But what if it's a time where they're trying to arrest somebody and a person reaches inside their waistband and pulls something out to point at them, and it's an object and it's shiny. I mean, what are they going to do? Now they're going to defend themselves, and they find out later on maybe it was a cell phone. Okay, but they were telling him to keep his hands up. And I'm not talking about the situation down where my son is in New Mexico, but I'm talking about other situations. So now with this new bill that says you can be looked at, you know, afterwards, by people that weren't there, had any involvement or don't have any expertise in this, is that going to cause that hesitation, or is it going to be like the chief said in some municipalities back east, they're driving around with their arms folded because they see anything that can happen out there, they don't get involved because it's not worth it to them, they just want to go home. I'm kind of a little bit of a wandering here on this one, but I guess the bottom line is what I'm saying is that when you have, it's like having somebody in the military. Most people don't have people in the military, you know, their direct family. But when you do, you look at things differently. You know, Linda said that you looked at things differently after, you know, I started writing back, telling about some of the things that were happening, about the kids over there, young men and women over there. Mm-hmm. You started looking at things mm-hmm. differently over there when we were in Iraq.
True.
In Afghanistan. And so, but it's the way it is that when you have somebody there, you look at it differently. So it's always been, and I've always, because my son's a brave guy, and he's a stand-up guy. And I'm just, you know, but every time when I think about it, that, you know, how he's been injured before, chasing down bad guys and all
jumping
these things.
Over walls
jumping over walls,
down,
taking guys down.
Finding that kidnapped girl that was four states away.
He chased a sex predator over three states and caught him, who had taken a girl out of Albuquerque and had taken her. And plans were, by all the evidence, that he was going to kill her.
Mm-hmm.
But, my son chased him across the states, caught him. And they brought them back. So these are the types of things they do. But when it comes down to it, it could have gone the other way last night or night before last at 1:30 in the morning. It could have gone the other way. And then my daughter, her grandkids, the dramatic shift that would have been. So anyway. This is something that, you know, my friends, that you need to think about when you're talking about, oh, you know, these guys make this money. You know what? Guess what? Unless you're prepared to do that, kick in a door, take down bad guys.
Have your life taken in an instant.
Yeah, have your life taken and changed, and your whole family changed. You know, okay, you know what? I don't think people around here complain about our people making, you know, our police making a salary. You know, you never do that. You know, if you don't like the way things are done, you go, you know, it's not the police that you need to go after or the law enforcement you need to go after. You need to go after leadership. You say, oh, well, I think that this could be done a different way. Yeah. Guess what? Patrolman Smith doesn't make that decision. Patrolman Smith's out there saving your butt. Okay. I'll get off my soapbox here.
Well, it's what is it? You're paying homage, first of all.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad he came home.
Yes.
I mean, I'm just thinking we could have been on a plane this morning.
Yesterday morning. We would have left the course and said, that's it. We're driving halfway there. Whatever we have to do, but
we would have been there because of you know, if he'd been shot.
But just the emotional toll. There's an after ripple effect. So, you know, this is why we really embrace our first responders,
Yeah.
And what those men and women do when it's not, this is not TV, folks. This is the emotional, like, you know, the physicality of what goes on with the mind and the body and the stress factor. What happens, and it just, it may be a month or two from now when people, like, have something strange that goes on and they can't figure it out because the trauma. And so, you know, it's constant work. It's not just work with the badge and the uniform. There's work 24/7 and trying to keep yourself focused and centered. So thank a first responder today. It happened to us, you know, directly yesterday. And hats off to all those brave men and women that put their life on the line. So we're going to take a break.
And we're going for the news. And we come back. Did Governor Brown really sign a bill that says you can't take a shower and wash your clothes in the same day?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. That and much more. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
It's being made by America's allies against new tariffs. Fall apart once you take a closer look at them.
They're trying to act like, well, we fought with you in the wars. They don't mention the fact that they have trade barriers against our farmers. They don't mention the fact that they're charging almost 300% tariff. When it all straightens out, we'll all be in love again.
Mr. Trump speaking this morning as he left Washington for the G7 summit in Canada. Air Force One has just touched down in Quebec. President makes a case for again including Russia in the G7 proceedings while acknowledging that such a move might not be politically correct. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he's optimistic about a meeting of the minds at the summit.
Our approach has always been to seek for common ground, to find areas of agreement.
And following the G7, President Trump will travel on to Singapore for his meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The Justice Department says it will no longer defend some key parts of the Affordable Care Act.
The Trump administration, in a Texas court case, says it agrees with the state that the Obamacare requirements are unconstitutional since Congress repealed the part that fined people who didn't secure insurance coverage. Texas says the entire law should be struck down. That includes the individual mandate and the requirement that insurers provide coverage to people with pre-existing or severe medical conditions.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn. CNN says celebrity chef and CNN correspondent Anthony Bourdain took his own life. 61-year-old found unresponsive this morning in his Paris hotel room. On Wall Street right now, the Dow down about 3 points, while the S&P is off 2 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Varidesk makes it easy. Varidesk's standing desk solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move, so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Varidesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Varidesk Active Workspace Solutions at varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
Australia's Victoria State moving closer to signing a treaty with its indigenous peoples.
Aboriginal groups hope a treaty with the state of Victoria will deliver political and economic benefits. The vote in state parliament is the first step in what could be a long process, but campaigners have said it was a watershed moment. Critics have argued that efforts should focus on a national Aboriginal accord rather than individual state agreements. Canada and New Zealand have treaties with their indigenous peoples that include compensation for past injustices as well as land and fishing rights.
That's the BBC's Phil Mercer reporting. The chairman of Chinese tech giant ZTE is promising no further compliance violations and is apologizing to customers for disruptions caused by its violation of U.S. export controls. In a settlement with Washington, ZTE agrees to pay a $1 billion fine. News and analysis at townhall.com. The House narrowly approves President Trump's plan to slash $15 billion and take that money out of the budget.
New Jersey Republican Rodney Frelinghuysen says the cuts come from unspent government funds.
When such funding goes unused for years, those funds should be returned to the federal treasury, as taxpayers should expect.
Maryland Steny Hoyer says Republicans are trying to placate voters who are angry that they failed to make bigger cuts in their recent budget.
Republicans are hoping they can fool the American people with a pretense of phony fiscal responsibility. But the American people can see right through it.
At this point, the Senate has no plans to consider the bill.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Growing number of e-cigarette and vaporizer sellers have started offering college scholarships as a way to get their brands listed on university websites. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 14 Center. Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460 in the epicenter of change, right down the street from where K2's building is going to start next month, where everything is happening. If you know what? If anything's happening, it's happening right around here. It's 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Good morning, everybody. A beautiful weather update here. It's currently 63 degrees, no, actually 65 degrees. Our highs today will be 90 with our lows of around 59. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow with highs of around 78 and our lows of 51. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 83, clear evening, beautiful skies with our temperatures around 59 degrees. Monday calls for a hot day with temperatures soaring to about 97 and clear with our low temperatures around 68 degrees. And Tuesday will be high of 99. So we're getting back up there. Good time to water your plants. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Now let's talk about the water bill.
Bill 1668, signed by Assembly Bill, signed by Brown. Okay. You've probably heard about this, but it kind of starts getting at that. You know, it's about conservation of water and how we need to do that. Well, this helps by limiting indoor water usage for every person in California, and the amount allowed will decrease even further over the next 12 years. It starts in 2025. It's going to establish a 55 gallons per capita, that's per person daily, as a standard for indoor resident water use. Starting, and then would establish the greater of 52.5 gallons per capita daily, or a standard recommended by the department and the board as a standard for indoor residence use. And by 2030, would be 50 gallons per capita daily. Now, if you look at it that a shower, an average shower, takes 17 gallons. And an average...
What?
17 gallons of water for an average shower. 8-minute shower. I mean, frankly, people could, you know what, people should do less for that. I mean, 8 minutes.
That's
you can
a long
have,
shower.
You can do the Navy showers. You get yourself all wet and everything, and then you just flip off the water, and then you soap up, and then you turn on the water again, and rinse off. And then you don't shave in the shower. You shave outside the shower, and all, blah, 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 blah. But the load of laundry can be up to 40 gallons of water, and a bathtub can hold 80 to 100 gallons of water.
Hmm.
So you think about this. And now they're saying, people say, oh, no, there's no fines on you if you use more than that. No, there's fines on the district, though. And they start putting the pressure on them and then come to you. So where does it say that you can use 55 gallons? What if you've got a family with, like, four kids, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, or kids that are 10, you just got kids. And now you're saying is that, okay, if I use, it's going to take me a couple loads, it's going to take me a load of laundry every day, at least.
Well.
And then keeping the kids clean. and keeping the family clean. There's no way they're going to hit 55. Okay, now then it's 55 plus 55 plus 55 plus 55. I understand that. But it still really is it's putting pressure on people.
Yes.
And where they will not come down, but then the water districts can start raising. Then they can get back to those tier things again so they can just charge you up to yin-yang for this.
Well, okay, so there are people listening that probably will understand what I'm about to tell them or about to share with them. Was it ever in your generation, or do you remember, that when you had to share the bathwater?
With
one of the family members.
I know, when you're kids and you're little, you and your sister took a bath and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I understand that.
Okay, so but, I mean, even for families where, they just would say, you fill the bathtub, kids are going to take a bath. You're after your brother.
Right, and you know
or
what?
After your sister. No, I mean, it's because it was, if you're going to have water in the house...
Right, I got that. But you know what? You can take it and you can say, okay, we can conserve, like you take showers with friends and, you know, and you do laundry every other day or every third day or something
like
that.
Wash by hand and put stuff out on the line.
Oh, here's the other thing, too, is also the, it's not the electricity if you throw it, you know, you put it in the dryer. But, you know, dishwashers. How much does a dishwasher use? Okay, so now you've got to do that. Now, but it says we need to save this water, right? So they want us to do it. But, as the Pasadena Star News reported, 20 million gallons of drinking water rushed down Sunset Boulevard and flooded the UCLA campus this summer. Why is that? And because a UCLA flood is just a drop in the sea of potable water that leaks or blows out of underground pipes. California's water distribution system loses up to 228 billion gallons a year, enough to supply the entire city of Los Angeles for a year. Now, and up here, and we went through this several years ago, that you know all this water that was disappearing, but this water was disappearing because we had broken pipes. They didn't know where all these millions and gallons of water went because it was just leaking out. But it's acceptable. You know, hundreds of thousands of gallons of water leaking is acceptable under the rules. It's acceptable under the rules. But then they turn around and they say, yeah, but you guys can't, you know, you can't water your yards. You can't, you know, you got to, you know, if you're going to water your yards, if you're going to, you know, run your laundry every day, good. You're going to put you into the fourth, you know, bracket there where you're spending, you know, an enormous amount of money, on water, which you, by the way, if you take a look at your bill, you still are, especially the wastewater. Bottom line is that now the state has told you how much water you can use. And where it truthfully, it does not say that they're going to find you or come to your house and turn off your water. But what it will do is force the people distributing the water to you to do that. So 2025, you've got from now till then to make up your mind. Do I want to go someplace else? Which it seems a lot of people are doing.
You mean like out of California?
Out of California. A lot of people are doing that. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. The only full-service jewelry store in town, or one of two full-service jewelry stores in town, but this one has extremely good prices. Great customer service, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. There's super people down there at Four Winds Jewelry. Again, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. When we come back, I want to talk some more about what's happening down at South City Park and some more changes down there. We'll be right back after these messages. Do you think that fencing off South City Park is going to solve the problem?
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike. So I got to ask, What's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and you stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. So glad to have you with us. Gary, hold on. We're having an issue. We've got three lines. Our 0767 is our hotline, and somehow it's rolling over to another. We've got the phone guys coming. So try to call back and see what's happening because 05
okay.
is our office number.
Okay, so somehow it's kicking it over. So we're going to go out and check that right now. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. If you need help at your you know, some assistance with your loved ones, whether it's been from a surgery or if it's been from maybe it's just time, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. Give them a call, 226-8350, or check out readinghomehelpers.com. And remember, there's no place like home. You know what? Yesterday we played golf. It was the media day for the Pro-Am that's starting this weekend that is here to support the Special Olympics in Reading. So we had the opportunity to play with some of the pros yesterday, but a lot of the kids from the Special Olympics, and just had, again, a wonderful time.
It was great.
We were teamed up with Marty and his daughter, Mandy. Is that right? Maddie.
Maddie.
And what a sweetheart she is, and what a nice guy Marty is.
And Garrett.
Garrett, the new pro out at River View Country Club.
I'm going to take lessons.
Yeah, if you, doing some changes out there. But, you know, it is just a super fundraiser. And if you're not doing anything this weekend or you got some time this weekend, they're starting today. So you can go on out today and start watching this. And you got pros. We got 33 pros that are coming through here to play, plus teams that are there, and they're all there for one reason, and that's to raise money for our Special Olympics kids.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and like I said, Marty and Maddie, we played golf together before, and Maddie is, first of all, can really whack the heck out of that ball.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
And she is a sweetheart. Just love her.
Okay, so the question I have for you is that, okay, for real, it was media day, and, you know, I haven't golfed out there for, it's been
since the last media day.
2 years, yeah. Well, we missed last year because we were somewhere. So it's 2 years. So I kept, like, getting my clubs out and thinking, I kind of, you know, I just don't want to be embarrassed. Well, it's official that I was so embarrassed because it's the first, you know, the where they got the photographer and the first round. And there I am. Take this whack. I missed the ball. And you could just see everybody kind of looking over their shoulders. But it continued. But I got to tell you, when you've got a pro that's, you know, like soft-spoken and gives you a helpful hint of how you're gripping and what you're doing, it felt wonderful that the day progressed. And as far as, like, you know, I mean, I'm not a golf player. I'm just not. You have to, it's like anything else. You can't just go out and sing. You've got to, you know, warm up. You got to get your chops in order. You have to, you know, work on your ear being sharp. I equate everything to music because you know how hard these people are really good at what they do. It's because there's a lot of practice involved. You can be naturally gifted, but there's so much more to it than that. So I really appreciate people who have really done very well in their careers and they've really succeeded at being great. And being great, I think, for some that go into then now coaching is where Garrett is, because Garrett's been a pro and he's, you know, PG affiliated. And
PGA.
PGA, excuse me. And then he's come back to Reading, where he grew up.
Yeah, he's the son of Kent Dex. And the thing is that watching him strike the ball, it's remarkable. You know, it's watching any of these pros hit the ball. And you think, okay, I had a great drive. It must have been 230 yards or 220 yards. And you watch him take a 5-iron and outdrive you. So it's kind of the thing that, but that's what they do. You know, we do this, they do that. You sing. You know, everybody's got a talent from someplace.
But I think I'm wondering in the minds of somebody who's like a real serious golfer, and they come out, even though it's like media day or whatever, don't go out and waste my time. I wonder if there's anybody who feels like that. But you're just, yeah.
No. Okay. We need to, okay, we'll get the spectrum and see why that's happening. Our calls are being routed a different way now. Yesterday it was because when we were getting busy signals on their two studio lines. So we'll just tell you what happened. So we call Spectrum like five different times. We're unplugging everything, and finally, it just nothing works. So we call the telephone guy. He's the one who comes in and puts this stuff, and he can, you know what, to see if it's something to do with the wiring. Well, then Jared sees, no, these two switches are in the wrong spot. The last producer left them in the wrong spot. So he clicks them, so it's back working. But now, after everything that was going on, the four times they redid it, the times we unplugged it, now the phones are being routed into different directions. So we're back to Spectrum again to try to get them rerouted. So we'll get
all
this fixed.
Guy.
Well, get this all fixed. Well, if I'm going to have to, I'll call him, get him in here again. Or get him in here, because I just canceled him like 20 minutes ago. You know, if you're listening, telephone guy, you may... Just come on by at 9 o'clock anyway. Okay. James Wolf, security chief for the Senate Intelligence Panel. You know, this is a big thing. You know, he wants to keep, you know, he wants to keep the security there. He wants to make sure there's no leaks. Well, guess who just got indicted by the FBI? Yes, Mr. Wolf. Turns out Mr. Wolf has a girlfriend who is a reporter for the New York Times. And has been funneling information to her and maybe another reporter for a period of time now. And they've got thousands of text messages, emails. They seized her phone, her phone records, her email. They got it all because he was leaking classified information to his pillow mate. And, I mean, they've got stuff in there and go, oh, you know what, I know that when I give you something like this that you'll run with it, and you are so wonderful at finding, the, you know, getting the word out, blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
They got him. Now, this is, of course, you know, alleged, but they've got him. And so, but, you know, here's the thing is that people that are leaking just with, you know what, because they don't like Trump, they don't like this administration, they don't like what he's doing, well, just leak out anything.
Isn't that a felony?
It is a felony. It is a felony. That's what they're saying about
jail?
Comey. That's what they're saying about the FBI director. Here's a guy, the head of the FBI. He's got his own little group in there, and they are out there leaking everything they possibly can, and they admit it. Anything to make Trump look bad. Anything to bring down this administration. And then he writes this letter, or he writes this book, and in it, he doesn't even explain about Hillary Clinton. How come Trump and everybody around him gets subpoena, and a special prosecutor when Hillary testifies or she's questioned by the FBI? They don't even write it down. She's not under oath. And then when they have, you know, and then they, the people that are on her side are in there in, to discuss it, and then they go in with other witnesses that are on her side. This whole thing is such a travesty of justice. I don't care if it was Trump or Obama this was happening to. I don't care because it happened. It's, you know, the FBI has been politicized, and it shouldn't be. They should be so far above that. We expect that. And for somebody to say, you know, Trump probably shouldn't have said, I expect you to be loyal to me, unless he's saying, I want you to be loyal to this country, and I want you to be loyal to me in the sense of, I want to know bad news now.
Well, if I were president, I'd want the people around me to be loyal. Loyal is telling me the good and the bad. Loyal is saying, you know what, so-and-so is happening over here. I got your back.
Loyal
is the good news. This is the bad news. If you're under an administration, you know, you may not like that person, but you're on a team, and you've got to be able to try to do the right thing.
And if you're doing something wrong, I'm going to tell you, hey, you're doing it wrong.
Well, I
and
think
if you
if
don't
somebody's
like
leaking
that, yeah, but see the amount of leaking, anything that happens. Okay, and now what's her name, Brinsky, or the woman that's on Morning Joe? Oh, this is where we've gotten to in the news and these channels. She says a source told her from the White House that Trump's upset because he can't watch porn in the White House. This is something she just spews out on TV. There's no proof to it. There's nothing. Oh, a source. Who's the source? You know, what's a source? A guard outside that doesn't know anything? Or she just goes, a source. See, you don't have to identify the source. You can say anything you want. As which they've done, and they've been wrong so many times before. But to throw out something like that, that is just disgusting. I don't watch that show. I didn't even want to talk about it. But this is the kind of people that you have, you know, and they wonder why people in America believe that the mainstream media and a lot of the other types of media are just so biased at this point, you can't trust them. You can trust us, because we'll tell you. Hey, I'm leaning in this direction. Or we'll tell you, go look at this. But to say things like that, I mean, totally. I mean, there's no proof. There's nothing. It's like this. Remember when Melania wasn't there for, like, you know, after her kidney operation? They're saying they were alluding. They were alluding to the fact on national TV it's because of domestic violence.
Yeah,
domestic violence that Trump had. You know, I hate to think of this, but maybe it's domestic violence that's caused this, and they don't want to show the bruises. I mean, can you believe people saying that? Actually saying that on TV and floating that out as a thought that Melania Trump has been just, you know, domestic, has been the victim of domestic violence. That is so screwed up. I just, you know what, when I see stuff like this, I'm just appalled.
Can you imagine, do you remember the days of Walter Cronkite?
Yes.
Can you imagine him saying something like that? There was not an opinion. You never felt like it was an opinion, and yeah, you probably was, he leaned a certain way politically, but you felt like you were getting reporting, honest reporting.
You were getting reporting. But see, it's not like that anymore.
No.
See, the news has become something like our show. Our show is an opinion show. Our show is one that we have our opinions, and we're telling you. We're telling you this is what we're reading. This is what we think. You know, it's like this thing about Melania Trump being a victim of domestic abuse. It is so far out of the pale. And for people to say things like this, or that, oh, he can't watch porn. I mean, are you so sick? Are you so – is the hatred eating you up that much that you would do things like this? I mean, that you would just turn it loose, that you just are so petty and small. You know, I just – I'm frankly disgusted by all this. You know, and they wonder why people, you know, or stop getting their news from ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, Fox, MSNBC, MSNBC. I know CNN is their ratings are so low anyway. I'm not sure that they're still on the air. But all of this, I mean, just all of this. All right, we're going to take a break. Was I being too emphatic here? Am I ranting too much today?
That's all right. That's okay.
No,
that's we have
okay
time
because
to fill.
I've got 30
ran
minutes.
On. Ran
I
on.
I have 30 minutes left to be able to get into this. Northern Firearms Instruction brings you some of the most complete CCW training you're ever going to get. It's the largest privately owned company in California, and you can find out so much more if you look at usgunpro.com or give a call to 530-999-1822 and sign up for the classes. We'll be right back. Carl in the bot. KCNR 1460. It's 8:30 here on the 8th of June. It's 68 degrees, going up to 90 today.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Yeah, you'll stop. I have the right of way. Or really, Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Redding community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
What a day for a daydream. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBot. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Get a great haircut. Learn about what's going on in the city. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Veteran-owned business. Cypress Square Barbershop. It's 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 68 degrees, going up to 90 today. It's going to be cooler this weekend and then really hot on Monday. Weather reports brought to you by a veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Now after we've talked about some things. Okay, people are calling. We've got the telephone man coming in today. Now he'll be here in like 20 minutes. To see why now the phones are forwarding them to other directions.
It happens.
Just call me on my cell phone and tell me what you want to talk about.
Or ask Jared now.
Or just ask Jared. Just tell Jared, this is what I want you to talk about. And But this is, as I said to Spectrum yesterday, yes, Spectrum, you're so screwed up, that this is a talk radio show, and if people call in, they should be able to talk. Okay. I don't know if you've heard this, but IHOP, International House of Pancakes, is changing its name. It's now IHOB with a little B. Okay?
Why?
That's the question. And they're saying, well, what do you think the B stands for? This is some kind of marketing thing that people are going, this really sucks. International House of B. Okay, what's the B stand for? Now, frankly, I think it stands for breakfast, right?
Oh.
So it's not just pancakes. So do people really think the only thing you can get at the International House of Pancakes is pancakes?
It's a brand.
I think that's what that's what they're saying. So it should be the International House of Breakfast. Now, they have not said that's what the B stands for. But you can vote on it. So what's the B? Could it be, or you can put in names. Is it stand for bacon? Now, you will have to admit, International House of Bacon.
I think, that sounds wonderful.
Cool. That sounds kind of cool.
I think my favorite guest so far has been International House of Breakdancing.
Breakdancing. And there's another one, the International House of Barnacles. I mean, ugh. So you can have barnacles in your pancakes. I don't understand why people do things. But then again, I'm still trying to figure out why somebody steals a van full of 14 dogs and then gets $30,000 in rewards. His buddy gets a $30,000 reward. It's kind of like the ones that turned in the guys that stole the guns, that beat up the people and stole the guns. And they go, well, wait a minute, you bought the guns. That's right, I did. I did buy those guns, but you wanted the ones who stole them. And I just gave you their names and to collect the $20,000.
Hmm.
Hey, yeah, I bought the guns. Okay, get me for that. Oh, receiving stolen property. Like I'm going to spend a day in jail in the Shasta County. Of course you won't. Of course you won't. Everybody's got their guns back. You found the guys that did it, and the poison. And they didn't poison the dog. What they did was they gave the dog, and the poison, like rat poison. They gave the dog. Remember this? The police dog, the policeman had his gun stolen. The police dog was poisoned. They gave the dog a marijuana brownie. That could have killed it, so I guess you can say poison. But it made the dog very uncomfortable and woozy and all these other things while he stole everything. And the guy that turned him in, of course, was the guy that bought the stolen stuff. But for $25,000, I'll give you up in a heartbeat. I'd give you up for $5,000, $1,000, $500, a tank of gas. I'd give you up, that kind of stuff. Jared, who would you give up? Would you give up somebody for $5,000? If it was a friend of yours?
I don't want to answer that question.
You don't want to answer that question?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Listen.
Well, depends on what it is.
Yeah, if it was something that you knew was
wrong. When you get to $30,000, though, if it's if it was your brother, my brother stole the dogs, $30,000, dude, you're not going to go to jail because, it's the only thing you did was steal the van, okay? They're not going to put you in jail. It's a stolen car. They don't put you in jail for stolen car. You didn't hurt anybody. Dogs are okay. Oh, yeah, here, turn me in. Turn me in. He said, we'll split the 30. He's not going to go to jail. They'll catch this guy. He's not going to go to jail. I'll tell you know why? He just stole a car. You don't go to jail for stealing cars. You can steal 500 cars in Reading. You don't go to jail. It's not a jailable offense anymore.
I like to change the subject. Whoa.
Why, if I go through a red light, I roll through one on the side, a side turn through a red light, and a camera catches me, I pay $560 for that. Nobody's hurt, no harm, no foul.
Nobody's around when the
camera
goes off.
Nobody's around. The camera catches me at 6 in the morning making the right turn. I go to court. They're letting everybody else in there off. Oh, I don't have any money. I don't have any money. Oh, I don't want it. And, or they failed to appear 36 times. Nothing. Nothing. Okay, Mr. Bott, can you tell us what happened? I've got an absolutely clean record. I came up. I stopped. I thought I'd stopped. I rolled through this. Oh, well, you know what? You're guilty. That'll be $553. Wait a minute. What about all the rest of these jerks? Oh, well, they can't pay, and you can't. You're a taxpayer. You have a job. You have a business. You hire people. So we're going to take your money, and we're going to spend it. It's called wealth distribution. Just because you have some money, you're going to pay for that red light camera. But you're not going to – but the other people, they don't have to because they could care less because they're not, they don't have any money. They're not going to take it. Oh, don't have a driver's license? That's okay. I'll just keep driving. Don't have insurance? I'll just keep driving. That's where we are. There's something wrong with this America. Where you get a $560 fine for a damn camera that catches you rolling, stopping and rolling, not stopping enough to go around on a right turn, and there's nobody around. This is where we are in America, where people can come in and steal your stuff. They can go down to South City Park. They can shoot up. They can leave their needles out there. They can attack people, and so what? So what? Finally, the city has stood up on its hind legs, and actually, the city leaders are actually going to do something. Is that what it takes? Is that what it takes? Then we ought to go down there, and we ought to trot out Rick Bassetti, every other place in this town, and let somebody smack him, so we can start taking the city back. Is that what it's going to take? Is people getting hit, and then we have to put it on Facebook, we put it on these other things. This drug house that's on Canyon Drive, why isn't it shut down? Why isn't it shut down? People know about it. SynTab knows about it. You can watch the drug van come in there every week, and yet nothing happens. Why? If it's in the county, you need to ask Tom Basenko. Tom, you just won re-election. Half the people have some questions. You need to get out there. You need to check this out. And if it's true, then you need to run these guys out of there. If it's on the city... City, SynTab, whatever it takes, shut down the drug house. Maybe you won't be having these problems where this van with 14 stolen dogs ends up at. Okay. I think I'm finished with this whole thing.
Okay, should we?
No, it just torques my jaws to see people get away with stuff that I have to pay and they don't. Because they choose not to. Because they choose not to show up. I follow the rules. You follow the rules. Jared follows the rules. We are the ones that end up paying for it all. All of it. Other people don't care. Other people like us, they care. They're in it. They've got skin in the game. We're treated like second-class citizens. We have no rights. We have no rights anymore. Because we haven't been arrested. We haven't been put in jail. We haven't got any of that stuff. We don't have the rights. Well, you only have rights if you get arrested. What about my rights as a taxpayer?
And a clean
record. What about
record.
That?
And following the rules.
And following the rules. And doing the things I'm supposed to do with the 26% rise in my property taxes. Okay, you know what? Okay, fine. I'll pay that. You know, you want me to pay these other taxes? Fine, I'll pay that. You want me to lead the fight to clean up South City Park? I'll do that. But any, you know, but then other things, they just keep coming. And it's like society is at this point where, you know what, I'm tired of this. I am sick and tired, and I'm not going to take it anymore. And you wonder why people are leaving California. You wonder why people are, why Trump gets elected. You wonder why Trump gets elected. It's because of stuff like this. Because he's kind of as the guy that says, well, you know what, I'm not going to take this. And you know what, I'm not going to take it. Obama pokes fun at me at a big dinner, and everybody laughed at me. If you remember that incident when he said, Obama says, well, you know, I'm president, and you'll never be. He said it to Trump, you'll never be president. And everybody laughed at Trump. Well, guess what? President Trump is now dismantling Obama's ACA, the health care. He is, they're taking it apart right now. by the time his term's over, anything that Obama has put through is gone. And you can't help but think that Trump is saying the whole time, I'm getting, you know what, you want to make people laugh at me? The one who laughs last. Billy Bob says, liberalism is a mental disorder. People are sending us notes now. You know what? I wouldn't say that. I would just say this, is that we're at, well, it could be, we're at the point where we as individuals, as part of society, as the taxpayers, as the ones that give and keep giving, we're getting hammered out there. And it's enough. Now, you know what? You can only use 55 gallons of water, or there's probably going to be fines. Well, what about the billions of gallons of water that just disappear? How in our system, like I said, it's okay lose 500,000 gallons of water.
And
it's okay.
And does that city or that county get fined for losing the water because their pipes aren't working
correctly? No, and I'll tell you why. Because we had them here, because we had this when we were cutting back in all of our water here. We have water that just disappears because of faulty pipes, old systems, and all this. But see, a certain amount is okay. It's, you know, several hundred thousand gallons is okay for it just to kind of disappear. But if you use 60 gallons a day, you're going to pay more. Here we go. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by my friends over at the River Commons Senior Living. You know, I like those people over there. It's like a little cruise ship without the water. You know, it's not an assisted living facility. It's for people that are seniors. They got their cars. They have all these events going on. They've got a gourmet chef cooking there. They've had it. You know what? I've had it. I'm not going to cook every day. I'm not going to clean dishes. I'm not going to do any more yard work.
Right.
I'm just going to be with people that enjoy going out and doing things. That's it. That's where I'm going.
It's River pet friendly, Collins. And they have an activities director. And, you know, it's located over in the area of Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Sundial Bridge. Check them out, River Commons. So I'm 60 now, so I'm like at 55. I get my Ross Tuesday discount.
Oh,
so there you go. What is a true senior? 65, 50, 62? What is it?
90. I'll be right back, or we'll be right back right after these messages.
Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty. One thing I know is true. If you did before your time is due, I know. Watch my daddy in bed.
Real people, real winners. Grab life by the throttle and play our Play to Ride, Swipe to Win at Wind River Resort and Casino. With free slot play, prizes, or a brand new Harley Davidson. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings for free slot play Fridays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new Harley Davidson. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that will stay with you. Make it happen and head down to Wind River and play our Play to Ride promotion, where you could win a brand new super low, super cool Harley Davidson. From Redding, Harley Davidson. Two winners. Final drawing Friday, June 29th. Play to Ride. Swipe to win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
As an APS worker from Shasta County, I protect older adults and those over 18 who are vulnerable on a daily basis. But I know that sometimes elder and dependent adult abuse isn't obvious. We need you and all members of the community to help us identify and report potential victims of abuse, neglect, and exploitation. Signs of potential abuse include unexplained changes in behavior or personal hygiene or lack of basic necessities. No abuse, report abuse by calling Adult Protective Services at 225-5798 or learn more by visiting ShastaHHSA.net.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let us be your design partner at Design Time and Tile. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, we have the largest showroom selection in the North State, plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. He took the midnight.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBot. Oh, it's 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Just watching things going on outside, you know, people walking by, people coming in. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. You know what? Okay, this last, I've emptied my rantisms for today. And, you know, I don't want... I'm just finished with that. Okay. Hey, you know what? Got baseball. Had a baseball game last night. We got baseball this whole weekend. It's going to be great. It's going to be a super, super weather.
24-1 last night.
We won.
We won, yes.
Well, I tell you what. Wow. 24-1. You know what? It's kind of a cool game, really. I mean, everybody must have been hitting like crazy. What was it? Who did they play?
They played the Fairfield Indians.
Fairfield Indians.
Who they will play through Sunday night.
Maybe Fairfield will... If they show up, don't they have like a rule that says after the fifth inning and you're hit 18-0 that it stops?
I think that's like Little League.
And it's Little League and
yeah.
T-ball, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it should be for other. Well, it has that in college. I think it has that in college softball. That you know, on that fast pitch, if somebody's behind, they just call it. You know, okay, it's after this amount that they can call it. So anyway. Great time to go out and see the game, get in. We've got tickets. If you want to go, if you'd like to go to a game anytime this season, I'm giving away 4 tickets right now. 605-4565. If you want 4 tickets, you can use them anytime this season. Give us a call right now, 605-4565. I'm going to give away $10 in Bear Bucks for the Black Bear Diner, too. So you can't have both. You can have one or the other. 605-4565 for $10 for the Bear Bucks or 4 tickets for the Colt 45s for the rest of the season. So you just give me a call and tell us what kind you want. It's going to be a little busy right now. And we'll get the names and the phone numbers, and you just come on down and pick them up. Okay, you know, what other kind of things are going on that are so more positive? Oh, the Preakness is this weekend. Justified's got a chance to become a Triple Crown winner. It found out, it just came out and hit the news, is that George Soros, who is this, you know, very liberal multi-billionaire, one of his holding companies, owns, I think, like 15% of Justified.
Yeah, they're into
horse breeding and
horse breeding. Of course, there's probably people throughout the world, big money that goes into owning this horse now.
If this horse wins, if he becomes a Triple Crown winner on this, there is going to be, I mean, he's worth, all of a sudden, he's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. You know, not because of what he runs, because he may not even ever run again. He might. But on his breeding fees. But George Soros, that you know what, he does not strike me as being a person that would be in the horse racing. I mean, he's into so many things about his, you know, but I guess why not horse racing? You know, he's trying to change the fabric of society, you might say.
In Vatican City, the Vatican called Friday for courageous proposals to cope with the shortage of priests in the Amazon. And it said it wouldn't rule out debate on whether married men could step in to fill the precariously thin presence of the Catholic Church in the vast region.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, you know what? It's kind of like this.
I think it's time.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Coach Bob, congratulations. And Dan, you got the beer bucks, buddy. Coach Bob, you got the tickets. So,
I leave the room for 5 minutes and you've already started.
What? I just gave them away. You know what?
Tickets for what?
I just wanted to, you know, everybody be thinking about, you know, it's a
Friday.
Nice day. It's Friday. We're giving away Colt 45
yeah,
tickets.
Get out
we're
there
giving
and
away
Tiger
We're giving away some beer bucks and all those kind of things, too. You know what? We're okay.
Bear bucks.
Bear bucks.
Black Bear Diner bucks.
You know what? I had this great idea for a commercial for, you know, Black Bear Diner. And when I pitched it to Bruce Dean, he started sweating. He says, don't do that. It had to do, remember where you and I were going to go down to the one right down here on Hilltop, where, you know, that whole grassy area is usually inhabited by people of people that didn't have anything to do that day or the last few weeks.
Right.
And how we were going to come by. We were going to drive in. Tell me what you think about this. We're going to drive in. We're going to get out. And we were immediately accosted. It was kind of like in that movie Airport where people coming in, you know, the Hare Krishna and all that coming into Robert Stack. And he's fighting his way through. I said it was going to be like that. And Linda and I were fighting our way through, trying to get this through. And all of a sudden, the two black bears come in and leap over the railing. They get right in the middle of it. And, I mean, it's a big melee going on. And, you know, and the last scene is we're all out there. We're kind of a clothes are ragged and all that. And we say, nothing keeps us from the bear. When I pitched that to Bruce, he just looked at me. He goes, oh, no, no.
No, no.
No, 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 no. I frankly thought it was a great commercial. Nothing keeps me from the bear. And then the bears are there, too, you know, helping you out.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What else is going on here?
We're about ready to finish up our Friday afternoon. And, of course, you know, let's go back into this headline. Trump is at the summit, and he's got everybody ticked off. So are we freezing up here on our computers?
Yeah, for some reason now that's gone down. You know what? This is just making me crazy here. At this point now, the computers aren't working over here with us. So I'm not, you know what? It's currently unavailable. I'm not sure if it's something I've done or if it's something I've said. Maybe it's because I used the word spectrum in a nasty way that they're listening. And there's somebody just went in there and just pulled a little plug on us. So, you know, but at least we're still transmitting, aren't we? Yeah, okay. Jared says at least we're transmitting. Maybe it's because I was being so forthcoming to people about how I felt about some of the things going on around here in town. And the thing is when you don't have phones for other people to join in and agree with you, which they're doing, they're trying to call, it's just getting pushed through to another number, like, the, you know, all the people that called, I'm sorry. Well, I have this fixed here in probably like 20 minutes when he comes in and he goes, oh, he's here already. Well, maybe that's, oh, he's over there out there working, right? So maybe that's what happened.
All right. That's it.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, all right. Hey, listen, you did a great rant today, and I'm sure you're doing is that you're being a voice for people who feel outraged And, yes, I'm one of the people who did the roll through again or thought that I stopped. I think this last one was good. I really know I was driving and I, you know, and I think it was on Cypress over there and I drove and stopped with my wheels over the crosswalk. You know, you catch yourself. It's like you catch yourself from walking off the, are they going to fine you for that? You walk off the curb because you think it's green.
Walk. Right.
But it's not really green, but you're thinking it's green. So you walk up, but then you step back. Are you going to get fined for that? That's what I did, but in a car. I went, oh, I stopped like, oh, my gosh.
My favorite one was when Jimbo was still, you know, over there when KLXR was still going. He runs out to put his quarter in the meter at like 10 after 9. And the policeman, it was a policeman who's down at the other end. He says, doesn't do any good. I already saw that it was, you know, you're already you already expired. And he gives him a ticket.
Oh, man.
Hey, I saw it already. You're expired. It doesn't make any difference whether you put a quarter in or not.
A policeman? A
policeman did this. I'm not going to say which one, but he's a well-loved member of the motor police.
Ooh.
Everybody have a great day.
Okay. But on a note, really do thank your peace officers. Really, because...
Yeah, I've already gone through the part about how much we love you guys.
Yeah.
And especially when it's in your family, and we know that you... There are times when... a lot of times that you may not come home at night. So... Everybody have a great weekend. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and